It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9 and 98.5, The Pig, mypigradio.com. Good morning. Little after 8 o'clock now. And
things were getting exciting earlier when we were having a wintry mix, and now it's just raining. So I feel let down. Now it's just a cold rain.
I wanted to get out there and see it. It was pretty for a little
while. It was,
yeah,
a little bit, and then back to cold rain.
Well, I hate that. All right.
But so we do have another guest. This is the morning guest. For guests.
It really is. Miss Jennifer Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
She is with Texarkana Resources for the Disabled. And for people out there, before we get into the big event you got coming up, tell us what Texarkana Resources is and does. And distinguish them from, because you may get confused with another organization or two in town. What is Texarkana Resources and what do you do?
We are a local nonprofit that trains and employs adults with developmental disabilities and other disabilities. We actually employ more individuals with disabilities than any other organization in Texarkana, and we work hard to help them get jobs in the community. That's the ultimate goal. We want them to be out working just like anyone without a disability, and they're passionate and they want to do it. They don't want to live off of a disability check. We provide them the support. We work with companies or organizations, employers, to match them with the perfect candidate. So if you're looking for someone who has these skills, we already know this person has these skills because we've been working with them to fine-tune those skills. And we provide on-the-job support at no cost to the employer.
This is a perfect example of that term, handy-capable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
so capable. More capable than people give them credit for. It's an opportunity to educate our community that people with disabilities are capable of doing everything someone without a disability can do. They just need the right supports and people to believe in them.
You said something earlier about one of your clients that's now working out at Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper Tire came to us wanting to diversify their workplace, wanting to give someone with disability an opportunity, and we knew just the right gentleman. He happens to have Down syndrome, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't stop him. And he works in the recycling center there. He's been there over a year and I think has missed 0 days of work.
That's amazing, zero days.
So, you know, you get someone with just such an incredible work ethic because they've been wanting this opportunity for so long.
And you were saying when we were talking earlier, you need the businesses to step up because you've got plenty of people that are out there that want to work that need a job.
Yeah, we have several people that we've been trying to get a job for, you know, several months now, and we just need someone to see past the disability and see their abilities.
See the ability of what they can do and their passion for wanting to do it.
And it's great retention. I mean, you hire no knock on a high school kid, but you hire a high school kid at McDonald's, they're eventually going to move on, right? That's a temporary job.
It's a startup job.
You hire a person with a disability at McDonald's, they may make that their career.
Right.
They may be there forever. So it's just, you have an 80% higher retention rate for people with disabilities than people with non-disabilities.
All right, so if taking just a moment to talk to employers out here listening to us, we got a lot of good folks listening and then watching on the Facebook stuff we do. If they wanted to, let's say these employers wanted to get with you and discuss this further, how can we reach you? You've got a Facebook page, phone numbers, websites?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, Texarkana Resources, just Texarkana Resources, our Facebook page. Call us, 870-774-9675. Ask for me, Jennifer Lewis, or we actually have an employment specialist. Her name is Brenda Peacock. She works specifically with employers. And we do have a website. It's texarkanaresources.org. We're actually going to be updating that this week or starting the process, so I don't know how reliable that is. I don't know if it's going to be down. So call us, Facebook us, come by, 3015
East 19th. 3015
East
19th. You ever had pig's lips, Miss Jennifer?
No, I have not.
Would you like to?
You know, I think I'll pass. I'm on that 2020 diet. You know, I don't need to.
Oh, okay. She's, you know, it's not on. It's not on the new diet.
Lips ain't on the 2020 diet.
I don't know if it's keto or not.
It may not be keto.
Oh, it is. And there's no what is it called?
MSG?
Yeah, none of that. Gluten.
That's gluten. Okay. I didn't know what you were talking about.
No, we got a big bike ride coming up.
Yeah, we got Jennifer, and if you're just tuning in, Jennifer Lewis with the Texarkana Resources for the Disabled who want to work out there. You've got the big bike ride coming up in early April.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes, so we are a nonprofit.
It's the Architects Challenge.
Yes, the Architect Challenge. We are a nonprofit, so we definitely have to have fundraisers to continue to support our existence and to be able to help people with disabilities. So we have a huge bike ride every year. It's a charity bike ride event. It's called the Architect Challenge. It's the only road cycling event in Texarkana. It launches at Liberty Isle High School April 4th, the first Saturday in April. We launch at 9 a.m. Registration is open now. Early registration, you can get a discount. We're on bikereg.com, our registration link, but you could find our link through our website, which is architectchallenge.com, or our Facebook event, which is Architect Challenge. And yeah, it's an awesome event.
There's a number of different routes, but I mean, the main challenge is
the 70 miles.
Three states.
So what we're going to do is I haven't seen any around here, but we'll get with like Barrage or somebody, and we'll see if we can find a tandem bike for JW and I.
We do have a few people that tandem every year.
And we'll do the, since JW said, oh, that's not that much, we'll do the 22 miles.
Do it.
You want to do that?
We can try that, but I didn't say that was not.
Barrage is a great supporter.
You put it a little different, but I said that's not too bad, 22 miles.
It's a bicycle built for two, and you can steer.
There's a discount registration if you tandem. Discount.
Oh, there's a discount registration.
And you can steer.
Okay. But talk about you. How many, what are the different mile lengths?
So we have five routes, 22, 35, 46, 52, and 70. Only the 35 and the 70-mile route goes to three states. Uh-huh. The other two just go through Arkansas and Texas.
Sure. Ain't nothing in Oklahoma I want to see, no how.
So
they're going down to Louisiana.
Oh, well, then most definitely. Oh, they got riverboats. But we're not biking to the riverboats, no.
Some cyclists do usually bring their own beverages with them on the ride.
And, well, sure. You gotta have what you gotta have. Okay, well, gotta have what you gotta have to get through it.
Safety first. Get out of the way.
We have SAG support. Uh-huh. Home Depot provides SAG support. So if you happen to drink too much water in your bottle and you just can't make it, they will help you back. If you have a tire blowout or an injury.
As athletic as I am, I mean, look at me.
Yeah.
What's SAG? What does SAG mean?
It's just support on the course. So,
SAG support.
Yeah. So Home Depot comes out with like four or five trucks, and they each have a kind of a quadrant, and they ride the course back and forth looking for injured riders, riders that need help.
Or have a, like you said, like a tire mess up, a blowout.
Yeah, and they don't have a patch kit or something with
mechanical
them.
Mechanical issue.
Jeans caught in the chain.
Anything can happen.
That's how long ago it's been since I rode bikes.
But it sounds like a fun event. How many people do you think was in it last year?
We usually have between like 200 to 250 riders, depending on the weather.
All right.
So a couple years ago, we had beautiful weather and we had a really high turnout.
Sure.
Last year, it was good weather, but
till the last few minutes.
Monsoon.
Till the downpour at the last minute.
At the end. But we made it through, and you get a free breakfast, free lunch.
Free food?
Yeah. I mean, we have rest stop all along the way.
Free medical care, JW, when you fall out.
We do have a first aid tent that's there. I think Signature Care ER is going to come out and provide that for us this year. So,
well, we're going to need memory foam mattresses. Just let them know.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun.
All right. Again, Jennifer Lewis, Arklatex Challenge coming up April 4th. We're going to maybe do the short route, JW and I.
Yeah, around the block.
And Charlie, he can run along with us. 22 miles, he's...
Oh, he's got it.
103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. All right, Miss Jennifer Lewis with Texarkana Resources for the Disabled. Again, love the cause. These are very capable people looking to work.
Looking for employment.
We're looking for employers to give them a chance.
So once again, before we play a game, tell us if there's a company out there, a business, mom and pop business, or a big company that thinks they might be interested in employing one of the individuals that we're talking about, or if somebody's interested in being involved in the big bike race, how can they do that?
Call us, email me, come by, or check out our Facebook page. Phone number 870-774-9675. Ask for Jennifer Lewis. My email is jlewis@texarkanaresources.org. All spelled out. It's very long. We're located at 3015 East 19th Street on the Arkansas side. And our Facebook page is Texarkana Resources.
Of course, you can look for the event of 2020 Arklatex Challenge.
Yes.
But if you're a business out there, an industry or somebody or mom and pop that would like to employ somebody that could be a hard worker and a dedicated long-time worker for you, check it. can do it.
Okay. All right. So I found this game. Do you all want to play Headline Truth or Trash? You're competing against each other. It's Headline Truth or Trash.
Okay.
What this is, Miss Jennifer, is I'm going to put a headline out there. It may be just some kind of bull I've made up. Could be real.
Or it could be real.
Okay.
And you've got to decide, is that a real headline or is that trash?
Okay.
All right. So, both of you are J's. So I'm just going to... Jennifer, yeah. Jen, and JW.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
Ready as we're going to be.
Here we go. My first headline is, another change for Harry and Meghan. Want to be called Hank and Megs. Truth or trash?
I think that's trash.
Are you
so
sure?
Trash.
I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah, it's trash.
Yeah, it's trash. I mean, they might not be considered royals now, but that's some trashy.
Not Hicks,
that's a trashy
Hicks.
Thing, yeah.
They ain't going hillbilly.
They're no Brangelina.
They come from southern England.
You're right, it's trash. I don't really keep up with any of them.
Redneck right. Britons.
Ready for the next one?
Ready.
Yeah, we're doing good so far.
Man tries to sell childhood drawing for $2.3 million.
That's probably some truth.
Sounds true to me.
Yeah. Probably some.
I'd like to do that.
True.
Okay. Some overconfidence.
We're two for two.
41-year-old journalist Vladimir Mirchin, who says the drawing's actually worth twice that.
Oh,
by the way.
Maybe for his mom. Yeah. Or something.
The price tag just represents the, right. the money that he needs
in
right
his
now.
Mind.
All right. Where's Anna?
I don't know.
Oh, she's in there.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So here's a headline.
Is it a Canadian headline?
Most Canadians don't want Harry and Meghan around. Truth or trash?
I say truth.
Trash.
Well, Jennifer, you are correct. That is the truth. The overwhelming majority of Canadians, 73%, say they're not on board with it. They don't want to pay the cost, anything at all to do with it. So, yeah, 73%.
I don't think they're going to have to pay anything.
All right. Here's another. Psychic predicts bad times for clairvoyance.
That's funny.
It is. I thought it was, too.
Truth.
Sounds true.
It's trash.
No.
I just said I made it up.
No, did you say that? I didn't catch that. Yeah,
well, I let it slip, and I thought, well, I shouldn't have said that.
Well, you got
it. And y'all still missed it.
Is there one more?
There's one more.
Okay, good.
One more.
Last one.
Actually, there's a few more.
Okay, good.
I don't want to ask this one because it's pretty dirty.
Oh, don't ask that.
All right, James Bond producer says 007 will never be a woman.
There are a lot of misogynists in
Hollywood. Well, you know, Bruce Jenner's daddy said the same thing, but is that truth or trash?
I'm going to say trash. I just feel like you can't get away with saying that stuff anymore and still have a career.
I agree, he didn't say that.
He did say that. The franchise's longtime producer, Barbara Broccoli, that's her name. Yeah. She said that it's not going to happen on her watch. Bond can be of any color, but he is male. That's what she said.
She's a woman that said that. Oh, that's
okay. Well, give us one more so we can either tie or she'll win.
All right. This is a good one.
You have nothing to lose. You're either going to tie or win.
Okay, good.
This will...
She's ahead right now.
Yeah, right now she's ahead by one. This is actually a good one.
Okay.
Ben and Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar?
Yeah.
The ice cream.
They're, Ben and Jerry roll out impeachment ice cream.
Oh, true. That's definitely true. They're very liberal.
Well, since I can't win unless I go the other way, it doesn't matter whether you lose by two or one. I'm just going to go, nah, it's made up.
You are now tied, so I'll get us a tiebreaker here.
I thought it was
trash.
I thought it was true.
That sounds true.
But if they do, they'll probably only do the trial size.
The trial size. Yeah.
That's funny.
All right, okay, so, yeah,
more.
You got that? All right, so here we go. Tiebreaker. Newly discovered feathered dinosaur fossil shows it was friendly.
Trash? I don't even know. How would
true.
You know?
Friendly dinosaur.
Congratulations, Jennifer.
Okay.
I went through. I didn't want us to tie.
It's trash. In fact,
Jennifer wins.
If it was around today, you wouldn't believe the damage at this.
Feathered
dinosaur
would
do your windshield. Yeah, okay. He'd run a paint job with just one.
They know everything else. Why wouldn't they know whether it was a nice dinosaur?
All right. Hey, we appreciate you coming and being a part of the show today.
Thank you for having me. I had a good time.
Oh, and look for the podcast. You're podcasting now.
All right, I'll look for it.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.